Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, the 31st of March. Paul Zark, with I Am Sun and Jessica Fox, sings, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus."
Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
For it lifts me unto thee.
After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So, after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out. And it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once." Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterwards. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times.
Jesus gives his new commandment of love immediately after one of his close friends has gone to betray him, and as another makes a promise of fidelity that he will prove unable to keep. How do you understand this contrast? And why do you think that Jesus gives his new commandment at just this time? John tells us that Jesus was troubled in spirit. Even the incarnate Son of God is hurt by betrayal. He doesn't just encourage his followers to love one another as he loves them, but commands it. How do you feel in the face of such a command? As you listen to this reading again, imagine the scene and try to enter into the feelings of Jesus and of his disciples.
Jesus said, now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterwards. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times.
This is one of the most poignant scenes in the entire gospel. Jesus is not feeling sorry for himself, but he grieves for those who will later suffer such deep regret because of their own weakness. What do you want to say to him in response to this scene? We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen.